Now, the end of the financial year is fast approaching, and everyone across the country is getting ready to file their tax returns. So Roderick Chambers sat down with Jonathan Tyler, Associate Professor and Deputy Head of the Accounting Discipline Group at the University of Technology Sydney, to ask about the main points people should be looking for when they file their tax returns come June 30th.
The main thing that people run into trouble with is documentation, and they don't actually have receipts. But the great thing these days is that we often have records of it because we buy so much on credit card, and so at least that's a starting point. Have a look at your credit card statements and see what you've been spending money on.
So if you have a credit card statement, the tax office will take that as evidence that you've put in petrol in your car or something?
Generally not, and petrol in the car is a really difficult one because it's only small businesses that can claim that and for vehicles that you're claiming a percentage of. For most taxpayers, it's about the use of the vehicle for their work. So, for instance, I'm an academic and I'm required to go out and visit, let's say, some local high schools. I need a diary record of the fact that I went out and visited these high schools on particular days, and I really should have some record of what the mileage was at the time. But even if I didn't keep a record of what the mileage was when I started and what it was when I finished, you know, Google Maps these days are great to tell you exactly how far places are apart by road travel.
And what about some of the other things that you can deduct? My father was always saying to me, and he was an accountant, he'd say, you know, give me all the stationery and the pens and paper, everything you've bought this year for school. Can you still do that sort of thing?
Yeah, as long as it is for school and as long as that you have a reasonable story to go with it. For instance, for most of us these days, we have a personal phone, we have internet connections at home, or we have internet connections through our phone, and we do really work 24/7. You know, how often do you answer emails on the weekend? How often do you look things up or do some research on the weekend and use it? And then you need a reasonable proportion of it. The first rule about tax, though, is don't be too greedy. Don't try and say that 95% of my home internet is for business use or is work-related, because very few of us use our internet at home 95% for business use. Most of us have a life, unless you're an accountant.
And I suppose things like, well, you know, I put $5 in the hat of a homeless person, you can't really claim that as a deduction as you would if you were giving it to the Red Shield appeal, could you?
No, you can't claim it as a deduction. And this is one where you really do need a receipt, because on the bottom of those receipts for charities, they will have a little statement which says deductions over $2 are tax deductible. And you know, they've been for over $2 for 30 years. I'm sure the charities would like to make sure it increased to 10 so people could be just a little more generous.
Yes, inflation doesn't seem to have affected that, has it?
No. But that's an interesting one you bring up, because one of the ways to lower the amount of tax you pay is to give money to tax-deductible charitable organisations. So if you're feeling generous, give them $1,000. And if you're on the top marginal tax bracket, the Treasurer will effectively give you back $490 of that. You'll pay $490 less tax because you donated to the Salvos $1,000.
Or even your local community radio station. That's another way to get some tax-deductible donations going as well.
Absolutely.
And also, one of the things that seems to have got a little bit complex over the years is things relating to childcare. I think all the family tax, there was family tax A and B, and then it's been cut back and changed. What's sort of the easy guide through all that?
That is a complex area that we really don't have time to cover. But these days, if you're doing your tax return using the e-tax system online, it gives you a guide as to where you need to go. And at certain items, you can click on them and get guidance as to what you need to know about it. So there'll probably be, and I'm not looking at it now, but there'll probably be something like, have you spent money on childcare? And if you tick the yes box, then it will lead you down a different path and it will ask you certain questions as to what you've done. The rules about it are relatively complex, and so I'm very reluctant to go in situation A, you do this, in situation B, you do that, and so on with it. But be guided by that information. The tax department these days is very fair. They provide you with information which says you shouldn't actually be claiming this, and they do provide you with information which says you can actually be claiming that.
And, of course, if you have any issues and there's things that you do not understand, then go to an accountant, because that's tax deductible too, isn't it?
Yes, but unfortunately it's not tax deductible in the year.
Right,
it's
okay.
It's a funny thing because we all prepare our tax return after the 30th of June, and it's an expense which actually relates to the next year.
Right, so you pay it out, but you won't get it till next year's tax back.
No, no. But, you know, with the online system these days, what I would encourage people to do is I would encourage people to get on relatively early, put the information in, and see if they're going to get a refund. Because, you know, if you lodge on the 5th of July, you'll probably have your refund within 14 days.
Yeah, excellent.
Until the end of October to lodge.
Right. And just one other thing too. One of the big things that have changed over the last year or two is the amount of people in these, I guess, the sharing economy, whether you're talking about Airbnb or you're talking about Uber and so forth. What are the things that people need to look out for here?
Well, they are in business, and so the whole new set of record keeping actually applies to them. And one of the things that I would really caution against is to think that I've received cash and therefore I don't need to report it. You actually do need to report it if you are in the gig economy and you are receiving cash. But of course, for many in the gig economy, the amount of money they are receiving is unfortunately relatively low.
But you'd have some deductions then relating to that, wouldn't you?
Well, it depends on what you're doing. Of course, if you're a courier and you're subcontracted, say, to Australia Post, then Australia Post will have an exact record of how much they've paid you. But then you can, of course, claim all of the costs associated with running your own business. And for a courier, major costs of that is the vehicle that they're using, depreciation on that vehicle, the fuel that they pay, the registration, the insurance, the repair costs that they spend on the vehicle.
All right. Well, if you've got a couple of quick summary points as to what people should be thinking about.
Try and get your records together. Try and do your tax as soon as you possibly can. And if you don't understand anything, definitely click on the icon that says more information about this, because it is useful actually remembering that. And of course, I wouldn't be talking to 2SER if I didn't mention tax deductibility of donations to 2SER.
Jonathan Tyler, Associate Professor of Accounting at the University of Technology Sydney's School of Business, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.